This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
It's an amazing event over at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, and as I mentioned off the air just a few minutes ago, the most entrancing photos ever are online right now. I am so happy to have Kate Wenzel, she's a zoo curator at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, and Dr. Peter Black, senior veterinarian, also joining us this morning to talk about an amazing birth at Busch Gardens and one that's, well, it could be species saving. Good morning. Thank you both. And Dr. Black, let's start with you. Tell us what just happened at Busch Gardens.
On this last Saturday, we did a recheck prenatal ultrasound on Luna, one of our female born orangutans. We've been monitoring her pregnancy and have been working with a local hospital, Tampa General Hospital and USF, to monitor that. And when we did her recheck ultrasound, we found that the baby was approaching the end of its term, but had gone into what's called a breech presentation, where it was coming out the wrong way, so to speak, and actually had sort of trapped the umbilical cord underneath the baby. So if she had completed the process of labor, it was going to potentially be life-threatening for mom and or the baby.
Ooh, that's not good. And Kayla Wenzel, zoo curator, also joining us. How did you feel when you heard that news yourself?
We were obviously really excited about the pregnancy itself. And when we were told that the baby was in this presentation that Dr. Pete just talked about, I think for us, just like you would hear with any of your friends or yourself, you immediately get a little bit nervous. But the thing that's great about having the relationship that we do with our veterinary staff is that when they say, like, hey, here's what we're thinking, here's what we're seeing, and here's what we believe is the best course of action. You know, Dr. Pete and I have been working together now for 3 to 4 years, and I really trust our veterinary team. And when they said that the thing that we believe is best for Luna and for baby, for their health and their safety, is to proceed with a cesarean section, we definitely have a ton of faith in that veterinary staff. And we are really thankful for the medical care specialists that usually specialize in humans, kind of collaborating with that case. We were really, really thankful for the outcome with Luna and baby. While we would have absolutely loved for her to have given birth naturally, we're very thankful for the outcome and the great hands that she was in.
And how is mom doing this morning?
Oh, thanks for asking about her. Luna's still recovering from her surgery, but she is alert. She responds to her keepers. She is in a place where she can see baby, hear baby, smell baby. So we're thankful, like I said, for the status that we have today.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. And Dr. Pete, if I can call you that too, how did you feel when you heard that news, and how do you feel about how things are progressing?
You know, when you go into a procedure like that, there's always a little bit of nerves, of course. But luckily we, you know, had everything planned out. We had some great staff ready to go. We had help from not only the OBGYN department over at TGA's, but also their NICU staff, so that we had somebody ready to help with the baby as soon as the baby was out, that we could have ready to go, sort of a second team. We also had some folks come in from University of Florida that gave us a hand. So, you know, we were all prepared for it, but obviously, you know, when rubber meets the road, it's a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, when you get that kind of outcome where everybody pulls through successfully, it's a great feeling.
And I'm sure everybody wanted to be in that room for this event, didn't they?
Yes.
All right, now what is going to be the next step?
Yes, the next step when it comes to what we're looking for with Luna and with baby, we're looking for a couple different individual milestones from each of them. When it comes to baby, we're really excited to report that in the last 24 hours, she's really figured out how to nurse from a bottle, which is really exciting. We want to see that milestone from baby for sure, where she understands the concept of what her role is when it comes to nursing. We're also looking for a lot of grip strength. So baby orangutans, they actually are very dependent on mom, but the one skill that they really need to have is to be able to hold on to mom themselves, because mom's going to be brachiating and swinging and climbing in her environment. So we're looking for that, and it looks like we're seeing some of those milestones occur with baby too. So we really want to see that continue with baby. With Luna, we want to make sure that she's paying attention to baby and is really interested in what she has going on. Like Dr. Pete was saying, with the cesarean section, while everything seems to have gone really well, and we're really thankful for the status that Luna is showing us today, she is still recuperating from that surgery. So we want to see her kind of coming into her her own, regaining that strength that she usually has. And that's where we're going to be starting to look to hopefully reunite them soon.
And Dr. Pete, why is this birth so important?
Well, you know, with any endangered species, any new additions to that number is fantastic news. Both mom and dad have very valuable genetics to the populations. We're extra excited to throw the next generation of orangutans on the ground, so to speak.
Now, this is a partnership. You just mentioned the medical team was amazing, but you're part of the Association of Zoos and Aquarium Species Survival Plan. What has happened in the past to encourage you to tell you that this program is successful and so necessary?
That's a really, really great question. So being a part of an AZA-accredited facility, Associations of Zoos and Aquariums, we are a part of several different SSPs or species survival plans, including the Bornean orangutan as well as some others. But one of the things that we usually tell people to kind of colloquialize it for everybody is that it's almost like a dating service for animals. Basically, there's somebody out there who's saying, you know, genetically, Luna and Dad's name is Maju, that Luna and Maju both have, like Dr. Pete was saying, a very valuable genetics. So there's somebody out there who actually specializes in analyzing all of the orangutans that are currently in human care in AZA-accredited facilities, and they're making recommendations on a yearly basis about how to care for the animals and how to make sure that that next generation is equally as genetically valuable. Like Dr. Pete was saying, this is a critically endangered species, and so we're really thankful that we have yet one more little girl who's here with us. And as we're kind of talking about this endangered species, if there's anybody out there who really wants to help us help them, there's a couple ways to do that. One of them is by looking at some of the things that we consume and use on a regular basis. If you find anything that has palm oil in it, palm oil is not necessarily a bad thing, but if you're looking for a way to help, looking for products that have sustainably sourced palm oil is one of the ways to help. And of course, continuing to support AZA accredited facilities like Busch Gardens. Every time you come through our doors, you're supporting education, conservation, research. And so we're really thankful for everybody who's coming to visit. Those are some of the things we're really excited about.
And everyone can keep up with everybody's progress right on your social websites, can't they?
Yes, absolutely. Make sure you're following Busch Gardens on all the social media platforms for updates about Luna and baby.
And we'll make sure that we post all of those links. And Dr. Pete, for the progress of the program, for the future of the program at Busch Gardens, what are your future goals?
You know, we're committed to this species. I'm sure that as time goes on, we'll obviously hope to get people a chance to view these particular orangutans. But we're going to continue to work with the SSP to whether it's to pair these two or other orangutans in the future. But we're going to work with them and other institutions to just further the species however we can.
It's amazing work, and again, you've got to look at the pictures to really bring this all home. Everybody's doing well, and we'll keep our fingers crossed it stays that way. Kayla Wenzel, zoo curator, and Dr. Pete Black, senior vet at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay, thank you so much for your time, and I can't wait to talk to you again and get an update on both.
Oh, good to talk to you, too.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.